Welcome to B2B, Boots to Books, the show where we explore the journeys of veterans and military-connected students as they navigate their paths from service to the classroom and beyond. I'm Dustin Abrego.
And I'm Rebecca Allen, your hosts. Each week, we'll dive into powerful stories of resilience, determination, and success.
Whether you're a veteran yourself, a military family member, or simply inspired by the strength of those who serve, you're in the right place.
Let's turn the page and start this incredible journey together.
Hello, welcome back to B2B. I'm Dustin Abrego.
And I'm Rebecca Allen.
This week we are joined by...
Travis Clark.
Hi, Travis.
Hi. How's everyone doing tonight?
So talk to us about your student here at LCC.
Yep.
Right? And you're also at the...
I am working at the Lansing Community College Center for Veteran and Family Supports. I'm hoping I got every single word right. It's a mouthful.
Yep. So talk to us about your time here. Obviously, we work with you daily on the go with all the students here at LCC, but talk to us about your path of getting here at LCC and what that looked like.
Oof. Ooh.
Easy question, right?
Yeah, right. Well... Starting off, I always knew that I wanted to have a college degree. I wanted to be able to knock that off my bucket list. Because, I mean, why not? You know, why not? It's just one of my life goals. Well, life has a funny way of making your goals way longer than you actually expect. But I think that's about your expectations, you know? Like, it's a four-year college degree. It's a two-year college degree. It's whatever you want it to be. Because it's you. It's what you want. And I just happens to want a college degree. That's easier said than done, right? It's way easier said than done. Well, sure. Getting out of the military, that's a very, very hard transition to make. It's a very stressful transition to make. You don't know. You don't know what life has for you. It doesn't matter if you've been in for 4 years or 20 years. Change is hard. The military, that's no different. You know, leaving, not knowing what I'm going to do, I started working. Like, who wouldn't? I mean, right out of high school, you got to do something, right? You know, right out of high school, people start working. And that's a good thing. Get your experience, everything like that. I didn't really know what I was getting myself into as far as having a career and going to college full time. And I definitely didn't know at the time that taking 17 plus credits on top of working two full-time jobs, that doesn't work out the way you think it works out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, I failed every single one. I didn't even finish my classes. I failed miserably. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm okay with admitting that now because... Mm-hmm. Something that I've learned and something that I will always continue to learn is failure is inevitable. It's inevitable. It's always going to happen. It's a matter of how you deal with the failure. That's going to be the biggest difference. And failing my first semester felt bad. It felt terrible. It felt like a moral failing. Like there's something wrong with me inherently, and I'm never going to be able to achieve that goal. Well, that doesn't work now because I finally, after 8, 9, 10 years of working in the restaurant industry, finally decided I'm 31 and I need to go back. Like I need to go back. I need to do it. And I loved cooking. Oh my God, I loved cooking. It was everything that I wanted. It was fast paced. Always something to do. Only problem is you don't make enough. You don't make enough cooking. There's not the money in it. And at first realizing that, it kind of hurt. It did hurt because it's hard work. It really, I think, what is it? 60% of Americans have either worked or are currently working in the restaurant industry. Or something. Like, that's a big chunk of the American population doing a lot of really hard work for not really much money. Mm-hmm. Especially after 10 years. I felt like all of my work was wasted because it wasn't actually where I wanted to go. Mm. And I look back on it now and I see there's a lot of camaraderie in cooking like there is in military. And it was a natural fit. I got lucky. I got lucky with that choice. And I got very, very lucky with all of the people that I was grateful to work with. But I needed college. I just needed to expand. I needed to grow as a human being. And humans naturally gravitate towards growth. It actually takes a lot for a human to not grow as a person. Like, you have to physically try to not grow as a person. And I feel like there's a lot of problems with that right now in our society, you know? And I think that all comes down to how people fail. Because you can either let a failure define you or motivate you. And in this circumstance, I got motivated. So I did something. I went back to college. Transitioning from the military to failing out of college to going into culinary back to college. What is that? 16 years after high school?
It's a lot of game board spaces if you're like jumping on Game of Life. I never liked that game. It was always up to chance. Like, it was fun. But it was always like, it's just dice.
What are you going to do? Strategize it?
Yeah. You can't. It's like, oh, cool.
Oh, my goodness. College changed from 2016, when my first failure of a semester happens, to right now. College changed a lot.
Yeah.
COVID did a number on it. How do you organize that? Like, how do okay. So we're already dealing with the VA side of things in terms of college. We're dealing with the LCC side of things with college. We're dealing with all of the transitions and everything. It's a lot of stress. And honestly, seeing how far you need to go and seeing those barriers in front of you, that's enough to make somebody's motivation drop. They might not even go to college.
Yep. I've had a lot of conversations with students like that where they're like, want to do this thing and get it done in a semester, and I'm like, that's not how it works, unfortunately.
No. And you're absolutely right, because one of the biggest things that I've learned through going through this is that it's a process. It is a process that deserves time and attention taken, because it's your education. And college just isn't about getting a job. College is a multifaceted experience. That's something that I didn't know before. I thought, okay, yeah, I'm going to get a degree, go out, make $100 million, change the world, you know? Because that's what everybody wants, allegedly. But it's not like that. College is not like that. And it's weird to try to describe that to somebody who hasn't gone to college.
Sure.
In terms of, there's the education, there's the job, and then there's everything else. And there's a lot of everything else that I didn't know about. I mean, look at our library. That thing's huge. Our library has like, what, four 3D printers on it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I think there's an electronic music space. It's not just a library. Like, college just isn't for education, you know?
Yeah.
So when you decided that you were going to start the first time going to school, what was that like? How long had you been out of the military?
Oh, right away.
Right away?
Yeah, right away. Right away. I left 26. I left at the end of 2016, beginning of 2016. I started my first semester 2016. It was like 3 months, maybe.
Oh, so you jumped right into it.
I was right into it. No, it was a learning experience.
I bet.
Was definitely a learning experience. It gave me the scope to understand that I wasn't ready for college yet. Now, do I regret not putting in the best effort that I possibly could have? Absolutely. But that's how it goes, you know? I mean, yeah, I could have worked harder, absolutely. But sometimes life just gets in the way.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do about it. But
stupid civilian here. Question of, so like, well, I'll play the card for a bit. What... people on camera maybe saw me make the face of, you said 3 months, you said right away. And I go, 3 months is a long time in my brain.
Yeah.
But like, I guess I can't keep track of, because I don't ask that question necessarily when I meet with students. You said 3 months is very quick.
Yeah. I mean, so you were in how many years?
Four.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So when you are coming out of military, whether you're active duty, guard, reserve, anything like that, it's the first 3 years that are considered the critical transition time post-military.
Really?
Regardless of how long you've been in, those first 3 years are critical transition time. And so when you start looking at the first 6 months of transition time, like, that is the my life has completely 180'd, especially mm-hmm. if you're active duty, you're coming mm-hmm. out okay. of, right. you
structure.
Know, yes.
That was my biggest thing. Structure, yep. organization.
So. Yep. No, you're good. A lot of.
What's the usual time for the people that we meet with, I guess? We're finding out this live if you're listening right now. Yeah, like,
It's very
in our experience, I guess, yeah. of who we interact with. I don't know. Sometimes they just don't tell me. So 3 months is like
there's such a range. We've got some that are still in service.
Well, sure.
And then right. we have some that have been out. We had one student who'd been out at least 20 years.
Oh yeah, right. Oh yeah, that's actually not that uncommon. There's,
yeah,
we do get a huge age variation.
Yeah, yes.
That's I think our age variation is above standard for like a regular like you know
any other students there. Yeah,
yeah. I'd say our like time our range between discharge and starting school. Mm-hmm. I'd say our average is probably 3 or 4 years, it seems like.
But is that at least typical at other even schools? Like you're out and then you go to school, like it's not in a week. It's like months?
I wouldn't be
really?
Surprised. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you get out like for a lot of service members, like they graduate high school and it's military or it's college.
Sure.
And so yep. a lot of them are just, they're going to go straight into the military and they're not going to attempt college until they get out mm-hmm. of the military mm-hmm. or they've been in the military a few years and then, you know, their sergeant encouraged them to take a couple of correspondence courses or something like that. And that is kind of their introduction. And then they start sure. taking online classes. Sometimes.
Sorry, this is so. Just the thread that I wanted to pull for whatever. So what did you do for those 3 months then? Because in my brain I go, oh, he just paced back and forth in a room, which is not true, right? Like I know you did stuff probably, but like if that was a very short transition, then what'd you do in that time frame?
Look for a job.
Okay.
Look for a job. Yeah. No, I was in Colorado. I moved back to Michigan mm-hmm. and immediately upon leaving, found a job. Thankfully, there was an opening, and I got very lucky because the restaurant owner was also a veteran, so he understood where I was coming from. And let me tell you, I got very, very lucky because my first 3 months working after transitioning from the military were not good. Like
I could see that.
Not only from me having to learn another job on mm-hmm. top of just learning a job, you know, mm-hmm. but building my life back up because mm-hmm. in the military, especially being single in the military, you have a barracks room. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about rent. Mm-hmm. And now I have to figure out where rent comes from. Mm-hmm. You have the DFAC. You can eat whenever you want. It's not like that out here. You know, mm-hmm. I have to figure out where my food, there's a lot of accountability that shifts mm-hmm. on to the veteran that generally wasn't there before because they were always accountable to their CO or something like sure. that. Getting out of that structure, mm-hmm. you have to understand and you have to learn. You are accountable to yourself. Mm. That's the biggest. It's huge. I can't underestimate that. I really can't.
Sure.
Because, I mean, shoot, joining up 18 years old, getting mm-hmm. out 22, mm-hmm. the world's your oyster, basically. You finally found your freedom, except
there's a lot of mistakes you can make very quickly at
exactly,
that age. 100%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Add that on top of going to college for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Which is already rough.
Which yeah. is already
it's a whole
rough,
thing.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's difficult, but the biggest thing that I've found is persistence. If you wake up in mm-hmm. the morning with 30% mm-hmm. and you give that 30% yeah. during the day, you've given 100% for that day. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Persistence is doing it even when it's hard. Mm-hmm. Persistence is doing it because it's hard. Mm-hmm. And generally, the hardest things to do in life are the ones that pay off the most.
Right.
That was, I was actually really enjoying that.
Oh, okay. I was like, is this my question now? Is this your question?
No,
like,
you know, I was enjoying that. You
remembered that you're a part of the conversation. Yes.
You were making some great points about like mm-hmm. when you're first getting started, like it's very complicated mm-hmm. and especially coming out of the military at 22, like you're now spending that time learning how to do what all of your 18-year-old counterparts yeah. had learned how to do.
Yep.
So what was that like as you were learning how to navigate that being a little bit older than everyone else?
Oh my God.
Knowing you, I can imagine what that was like.
Embarrassing. But, yeah. It was actually kind of embarrassing. Mm-hmm. Like sitting around like, okay, I was an unmanned aerial vehicle operator. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do to save the Air Force. But because in the Air Force, you have to be an officer to be a pilot. Whereas mm-hmm. in the Army, you can fly drones all you want as enlisted. It's kind of a weird dynamic, but I've got an 18-year-old sitting next to me, and I'm just sitting here, and I was like, I'm FAA certified, and I'm sitting next to this guy. Like, and then they'll say something that just blows your mind. Mm-hmm. And you're like, maybe I'm the bad guy, you know? Maybe I should not take those preconceived notions to heart. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should start understanding that the guy next to me, just because they're 18 or just because they're younger than me does not mean that they're at a detriment. Mm-hmm. And they're just as talented. They're just as important. They've got just as much to share with the world as anybody else. Mm-hmm. And they're deserving of that respect. It took me a hot minute to get there just because, you know, getting out of the military, oh, I'm a big, bad Army boy. No. It's more important to lift others up than it is to drag them down. And you're gonna get way farther in life by lifting people up than you ever will dragging them down.
If you were to go back to your first day, what would you have done different?
Oh God,
like you telling you this. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. And sometimes like it can be, I would have told myself this, and I would have won the lottery. And I was like, sometimes the unteachable lesson is inherently unteachable. And I could tell younger me all this stuff, but if I didn't learn that, that wouldn't have been helpful.
Right.
What do you think would have been helpful for you at that point? For someone
going
to say,
to college is a process.
Okay.
Going to college is a process. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes dedication. It's not something that you can just, I'm going to do this. Next week you're in, and then there you go. That's not how it works. You actually have to take the time, understand, have a purpose. That's the biggest thing. Having a purpose when you go to college instead of, oh, I'm doing this or I'm getting this for this and everything. That's, you're setting yourself up for failure. And it's okay to fail. It's absolutely okay to fail. And it's necessary. It's necessary for human growth. Mm-hmm. But the fear of failure should not let you stop trying. And seeing that mountain as far as where you have to go shouldn't kill your dreams. Mm-hmm. So if I had to tell myself anything, it would be that college, applying for college, going to college, it's a process. It's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. I know it's hard work, but it's good work.
So what is your purpose? You're saying that there needs to be purpose. I was like, all right, lay this one up and you can just answer this then.
Goodness.
And if you can't answer that, I know that's like, I agree with you having something outside of just, if you do it for money, the emotional labor will end up killing you always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And people burn out and they'll go, I'm going to do this similar in doing college and I'll do this full time. You're going to let go of college first.
Yeah.
Because college isn't going to pay the rent, right? Other things are not going to do those within that. And you're not going to feel fulfilled. So you're going to leave the thing that's being mean to you.
Yep. Yep.
You are absolutely right. Yep. As far as what my purpose is, I would have to say sharing the ability to be understanding and to be uplifting, to be able to convince somebody that they are worth it, because they are. I absolutely believe that. Now it's just a matter of, how do I do that?
How do I get paid for that?
How do I get
yeah
but I feel that a lot of our current problems that we're facing are solvable. I feel like there is a solution to anything. Any problem that you have, there's probably most likely a solution. We just haven't thought of it yet, you know?
Sure.
And building that motivation to get up every day and try to get other people to see the best in themselves, that's fulfilling. That's fulfilling because you get to see the results. And if they're having a better life and they're more motivated and they get to their goals better because of something that I said, I love that. I love that. I want to see them win, you know?
That's awesome.
on that thread, because like Dustin said, we work with you every day. I see how you interact with our students that come in to the Veteran Center, and you know, it's very obvious that you are very passionate about it and you are very knowledgeable, and you've made it clear that if you don't know it, you are going to do what you can to find
it. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I will fail to answer their question, but that does not mean their question is not going to get answered, because I will look for something.
Yep. So knowing what you know now, and working with any of our new veteran students, what is something that you would want to make sure that they understand, besides that college is a process? What's something that you would want our fellow veteran students to really be aware of as they're coming in?
Other than it being a process, which it is, plan accordingly. You're worth it. You are worth it. Do it for you. It is your education. It is all you. However, the consequences are also yours.
That's
so good. Take your time, understand your purpose, do the best you possibly can, and show up. Mm-hmm. Absolutely show up, because you will get nowhere without putting in the effort. Mm-hmm. And half, what is it, 90% of the effort showing up? Who said that?
Yeah.
What are you yelling? I can't remember. But
someone insert famous. Yeah.
Yeah. Insert famous. Yeah. But honestly, show up. That's going to be your best thing. Another one. First semester students, take your classes in person. Having an online class is great. It's super convenient. Take your classes in person for your first semester. You'll thank me later.
I would agree with you.
That's if possible, because, you know.
Is that because I think there's a misconception that, I'll just fit it in somewhere in the schedule, and I'm like, no,
you won't,
because it's the same amount of time you need.
Right.
If anything, I think it's worse, because then you have to online.
I got you.
Because there's self-motivation of, I have to then do the teaching part, even if there's video instructions and readings and all the other stuff, right, that goes with it, it's all on you.
Mm-hmm.
Versus knowing you have to show up. I mean, we don't take attendance here as an institution, we don't, but still, you know that, like, you should be somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Versus I'll just do it because people don't have a space. Well, I'll just do it at the kitchen table, and then just kind of like force it.
See,
and then
and that's one of the things that I agree with you. I wouldn't recommend doing that. Find a space outside of your house,
right?
I.e. outside of distractions.
Home is for relaxation.
There you go. Yep. Separate it. Mm-hmm. Now, I do some homework on the couch while I'm watching Seinfeld or something.
Sure.
But that's comfortable. If I'm actually going to sit down and do some work, mm-hmm. I cannot be distracted, because that just leads to lower quality work. And, you know, but find a space. Definitely find a space. Now, I got lucky because we have the VA center, so I can go in there whenever I want and do homework and stuff like that, which is a really good resource, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to have a separate space where you can clear your head and this area is clearly for this definitely actually helps.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do talk about resources, things like that, not that we're not gonna pitch where we work or anything like that, was there anything that you wish you had connected with to get you motivated or to help with that support? And that could be the first time you went to school, or even now, now that you have connected with a lot of the resources here, is there anything that you would recommend?
Academic advisors.
Can you elaborate why?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I used this metaphor a little earlier, but when you're running a marathon, it's 26.2 miles, I think, pretty sure. It's a long way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a really, really big achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And it would suck really, really badly to run 26.2 miles and find out the finish line was the other way. Academic advisors are what's going to point you towards the finish line and make sure you don't spend 26.2 miles away from your starting goal, you know?
$26,200 or whatever from the VA money, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But academic advising and being able to be on the right track is going to save you so much time and money. Mm-hmm. It's going to save you so much time and money, not only at current, but in the long run. As mm-hmm. my first failed semester, mm-hmm. I still have those classes on my record. They're all zeros, but I still got them. That's still affecting me 10 years later. That's mm-hmm. real. Like, they don't play in college. This is no joke. We're not in high school anymore. Mm-hmm. Take it with a grain of salt, but do your research and listen to your advisors.
Mm-hmm. What would be one thing that you think that veterans that are not sure if they should come to college, what you would tell them? Like, to convince them, being like, hey, no, like, this would actually really help you.
That it's not just about the degree, and it's not just about finding a job. I mean, full circle. College really is a multifaceted experience. You get what you put in. And some people, that works really well. Some people, it doesn't. That's okay, too. But what we're really getting into is being a lifelong learner. Mm. Like, college, you're here to learn academically. I get that. But it should not. And you're going to have better results in your life if you continue to learn after college and continue to learn throughout your entire life. You don't need college to learn. It just helps, mm-hmm. you know? But that's about growth mindset. Mm-hmm. And that's getting back to humans gravitate towards growth. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that be positive or negative growth is entirely up to their decisions. And that's, yeah. you know, college in a general sense, even with my experiences, failing, doing all of that, working for 10 years to try to make up for it, it's still worth it. Mm-hmm. It's still absolutely worth it because it goes deeper than the money spent. It goes deeper than the classes that you attend. It really does. I don't want to say it forces you to grow, but it kind of does. It kind of forces you to adapt to that. And that adaption to a higher standard, that's something familiar with military. Mm-hmm. And that's something that just continues to grow with you as long as you let it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Travis. Yeah, really appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Awesome.
You've been listening to B2B, Boots to Books.
Thank you for joining us on this journey through the inspiring stories of veterans and military-connected students.
If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your community.
We'd love to hear from you, so connect with us on social media or take a listen to previous episodes at lccconnect.com or your favorite streaming platform.
Remember, every story is a step forward.
And together, we can build a bridge from boots to books.
Until next time, stay strong
and keep moving forward.